You become a woman the first time a guy tries to put a finger in your ass.
It's 8 o'clock. Wheelbarrow full of dicks begins right fucking now.
You're told the day the youth might listen is the day the youth grows old. The youth need the money, there's no such thing as enough, but the old know that money ain't gonna give them what they want. Oh, we got bills, we got taxes, we got dreams, we need satisfaction. And on the day that I lie still, but I still and I still have bills, and I still have bills. Woo! And I still have bills. Wow! The old tell the youth that's the wrong way that they live in. The youth always want more than what the youth is giving. The youth think the money is gonna give them what they need, but the old know that money isn't always what it seems. Oh, we got
on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Don't discount the diss that we were sent to. He called us Wheelbarrow Full of Chicks.
Twice.
Right. So my feelings were pretty fucking
sick.
Hurt.
Burns all around.
Sick burns. See, because what he's saying is we are not males. We are females with a vagina.
And he called you lesbians.
Guys.
Lesbianas.
We got dicks, okay? Whoa. We got them.
I didn't know Anchor was funny like that. Having a Mini Cooper.
Guys, welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my co-host Napier.
So,
and via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Hello.
Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND. Or WFOD show on Skype.
And I'll be manning the phones. We really would like to hear from you tonight.
We have a content-filled night tonight.
Travis, you messed up my whole
lines. What do you guys like to talk about? Anything you'd like to talk about, just go ahead, call the phone lines, and we'll chime in.
Travis, we do have a sponsor. We will be playing ads throughout the show
for ooh la la.
Our new sponsor. They request a lot of time. They got deep pockets. We're going to take their money. The brand Mattel. Are you familiar with Mattel?
No.
Travis? You know, it is the Christmas season.
I'm a big fan of toys because I'm a giant man-child. So, yes, I know all about Mattel.
The Christmas season is upon us, and Mattel is looking to get more of an edgy image.
Edgy?
An edgy image from Mattel.
Ooh, Grand Theft Auto action figures.
They thought, what better way to show our newfound edge than advertising on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program?
Mm-hmm.
So So expect that to come about at some point. We'll get back to it. You know, we bounce around. It's all kind of up in the air. Who knows?
That's a tease.
This is what it is, Travis. It's a tease.
Ooh, I like
it. You know, last week we played a Christmas song by a gentleman called Winter Break. And
not a gentleman is stretching it, right? A small child.
Well, he's 14. I mean, he's nearing gentleman. He's not a boy, but he's not yet a man.
Ooh, that sounds like a Christina Aguilera song.
His parents probably demanded that he sing that song.
Wasn't that Kelly Clarkson?
Not anymore.
It's not Kelly Clarkson anymore?
Nope, now it's Christina Aguilera.
Huh, I'll be damned.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to thinking, and I was doing some research on like why it is that everybody makes Christmas music. Seems like everybody makes Christmas albums.
Big money in that.
Yeah. And there's got to be big money in it, right? Because mm-hmm. It seems like everybody has a Christmas album. A lot of people have multiple Christmas albums.
Well, it's like the only holiday that you can actually just put together an album for and release and say, hey, look, listen to my new Christmas. You don't hear anybody say, hey, we got a new President's Day album coming out. I hope you guys dig it.
I was wondering if maybe it was like a, you know, helping getting your recording contract over quicker or something, or what it was. But there's,
I think it puts you over good with the church going folks too. If you can put something out for the Christians specifically, I bet you sell a lot of albums.
But you go to stores and you go to restaurants, you go just about everywhere, and pretty much since the day after Thanksgiving, for nothing but like a month straight, everywhere is playing nothing but Christmas music. And I guess, you know, Michael Bublé sings the same Christmas songs that everybody sings, you know, like the White Christmas and the Oh Holy Night and what have you.
Well, now you know what he's got to do. Put out a live album of those songs.
Right, right. Yeah, his live versions of them. He has a special every year on CBS or ABC or one of those.
It's so funny that I completely forgot of Michael Bublé's existence, and we took the kids to see the zoo to the town next to us. They do like this big light setup every year, and it's, you can drive through or you can walk through when the Santa's there and shit. But they got Christmas music piped into the whole thing too, and we're just walking around. There's the classic standard Christmas music, you know, the jingle bells and things, and all of a sudden Michael Bublé pops out. And like,
is that fucking
damn
Michael Bublé?
Like, I forgot that guy existed probably since last Christmas.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, once he burns White Christmas, then they can't play somebody else's White Christmas for like at least an hour or so until all those people are out of Walmart and there's new people that are going to hear White Christmas, right?
Wouldn't that be the best way to torture a bunch of consumers, is to just program everybody's rendition of White Christmas and play every one of them back?
Just play White
back,
Christmas back, back. Over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, wait to see how long it takes for people to fall down crazy in the aisles because they just they don't realize what's happening.
I imagine it would be way more torturous for people that are there working an 8-hour shift.
By now.
God damn it. I work 40 hours a week and I hear White Christmas 100 times.
That was one of the worst parts of working at Walmart in my teenage years, was listening to the Walmart radio and the same bullshit. It was probably worse when Walmart sponsored like a Garth Brooks tour. So like every third fucking song was like some Garth Brooks bullshit. But
what was his ultimate persona?
You see all the Walmart workers walk around with their fucking earbuds in, not paying attention to anything, so they're probably fine.
You know, the Garth Brooks, he makes a lot of like exclusive deals with places.
So all the money is.
Is that where it is?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't the money be to be available everywhere?
No, man, because that's like when he quote unquote retired. He retired to Vegas where he was exclusive.
And then everybody's just like, well, I guess if we want Garth Brooks, we know where to go get him.
Exactly.
That's where he's at. And we'll pay a premium because that's where he goes. You know, I was thinking about that. You know, the internet the way it is now and how things are so available. You know, there's comedy specials and things, and that's one thing. But don't you think that it's kind of like a untapped market where bands just set up and like charge $5 for you to just watch them? I mean, like the cam girls and all that, they get on there and they dildo themselves and you can watch them dildo themselves, and they'll take requests and say, like, you know, sit on a cake or something like that. How come bands don't do that? How come bands don't get on, like, streammelive.com/bands just do a set on there and have an intimate thing where they don't even have to leave? They don't even have to go on tour. They can just have people tune in.
Maybe that cheapens the experience.
Wouldn't it make it, like, that much more intimate that people can, like, interact with them? Like what are you doing now?
No, it's different. You're supposed to be at a concert with, you know, 10,000 of your best friends.
I think you have to have, like, a built-in fan base already to be able to pull that shit off. Because, I mean, you have, like, bands and artists, like, signing exclusive deals and things like that. You couldn't do that as just, like, a new band. You couldn't just set up and say, hey, I know you've never heard of us, but would you go ahead and pay $10 a month and then you can just watch us play our music you've never heard?
I mean, ever? Like, Travis, I understand you have to have a fan base. We're talking about Garth Brooks. I mean, like what if, like, they just announced that that... Live, the band Live is going on a worldwide tour to celebrate that their singer is back. And they're saying it's the first time that they'll be performing together since 2009. Like, that was really that fucking long ago. It wasn't really.
Well, if you haven't gotten a paycheck since 2009, I guess you'd be really excited.
In announcing their worldwide tour, they also just went into a room with 10 cameras in it, and they charged people $5 at that time to just go to a live stream and watch Live play a full show where they could go, like, you know, play the damn at Otter Creek.
I think in any event, I'm thinking what Live is trying to do is just hoping that Lightning Crashes twice.
They'd make $1 million, Travis. And if they played Lightning Crashes and then everybody, like, still wanted to hear Lightning Crashes, they'd play it again. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, they have a little counter.
I think what I said deserved a little bit more than just Lightning Crashes. Come on, Mike. Lightning Crashes twice. Come on. Give me something.
Guys, at the break today, we are going to be playing a bit that I put together. The bit we recorded in February, and I deemed it not really all that funny and decided I wasn't going to do it.
Oh, I do not remember what this is.
But I put it together and put it in the break because... You know, there's only a couple of weeks left in December, and starting in 2017, we're going for only the bits that really work, Travis.
We're not going to have a lot of bits then.
It's all killer, no filler, Travis. So shit like that Lightning Crashes joke, we would just start the show over. We're just going to do it again till we get it right.
Don't we have a Detective Napier sitting around just hanging out?
Yeah. That'll get done. Napier, I feel like Napier's pressuring me. I feel like this is like week three of Napier bringing up the Detective Napier.
That's because it's existed for 9.
I mean, we'll get to the Detective Napier.
Okay.
I'm pacing myself. Drunk, how are you, buddy?
Very well.
How are things?
You look a little less drill sergeant-y today.
Drunk, were you around for my Lightning Crashes twice comment?
I was. I chuckled inside, but Mike just kind of glossed
over it. He chuckled inside. Speaking of inside, I was going through an old show earlier, and Drunk said something about how his sister has both an innie and an outie belly button. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
I didn't stay long enough to hear how that's possible. But now I'm thinking about it, and now I want you to explain it again. How do you have both an innie and an outie?
It's bizarre, I know, but she
pulls describe it to me.
Like, the top half of it is an innie, for sure, but she's got this little nub on the bottom that's an outie.
So is it kind of like a vagina?
Or a tooth?
Like an upside-down clit situation? I feel creepy saying the word clit.
I guess.
You should.
Clit's a creepy word, isn't it? You can't pull that word off and not sound like a creep.
Well, I guess if you're eating on a broad.
Right. Or like sticking out your tongue.
It almost looks like an appendage at the bottom of her belly button.
It looks like the little green guy from The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah, sure. But yeah, it's bizarre for sure.
I don't know what made me think of that, but... Hey, Drunk, do you drive around and listen to the Christmas music in your car?
When she was pregnant, it did pop out a lot more than usual.
See, I was moving past it and getting back to Christmas music.
Sorry. Yes, in the car, or when we get closer to Christmas time, I will.
I just feel like there's got to be a lot of money in the Christmas music, Travis.
Yes.
And I think that like we need to come up with some of our own Christmas songs and just throw them out into the ether and see if they can get going.
Like original Christmas songs?
Yeah, yeah, that's where it's at. Because, I mean, you there's really only like, what, 10 Christmas songs? You got your Jingle Bells.
Well, I feel like there's a lot more than
you
that.
You got your Baby It's Cold Outside and your Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. But, I mean, you got to get some originals in there to shake things up. I was reading a thing that was just talking about all these people that make all kinds of money off of having a successful Christmas song. And it's not any Christmas songs that I've ever heard of. But every year they get that check in January from everybody playing their Christmas song just to break it up.
Like, what song can you give me?
Bands I've never goddamn heard of. But
you've heard of the Christmas song.
No, I hadn't heard of the Christmas song either. But apparently somebody has. Maybe they're big in Europe or something.
Yeah. Could be.
But yeah, these guys, they get those checks. See, but I think that you got to have the drive to get it out there. Which, I mean, I think that people create and create and create. And there's plenty of things that exist. But the real challenge is to make people know it exists, because it's a big sea of noise.
Mike, the only Christmas album I ever had is the one where a dude is on a keyboard with a bunch of programmed dog barks, and he plays the dog barks in the key to, like, you know, Baby It's Cold Outside. But
so it's like Jingle Bells.
I remember that bark.
That was big for a while. I think there was a cat meowing one, too.
Yeah, they threw some meows in there sometimes.
A bunch of dog ones, and then they tried to do one cat one, and they never came out with another cat one again.
Didn't sell good.
I think dogs were... people buy dog barking CDs, but cat meowing CDs they don't buy.
That was right around the time they tried to peddle monk chats off as music.
Monk?
Yeah, they're like monks, you know? They're chanting.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like Tony Shalhoub.
Oh, the cab driver from Wings?
That's
him.
Monk, Travis.
The TV show.
Monk. You know, he had the obsessive-compulsive disorder, and he solved crimes.
No, he's in that Bill Murray movie, Quick Change, where he said Blufftomi a lot.
Yeah, I think he's in Men in Black as well.
When you pulled in, did you see my bogus-ass Christmas lights?
I was going to ask you about that after the show.
What were you going to ask me?
A, where you got it. B, how much it set you back.
It was 1999 at Menards. You save big money.
I do love me some Menards.
Big money when you shop Menards.
The problem is my yard is short and fat.
Right.
And I can't scoot it far enough down my yard to make it project over my whole house.
Oh, you bought one of those fucking projectors?
Yeah. And somebody was saying on the Twitter the other day, I believe it was Jody B, he said that that the bogus laser show you put on your house is like replying to a text message with K.
I want all my neighbors to know how fucking lazy I am.
I was gonna say, it does take the least possible effort to fucking put that stake in the ground and then turn it on.
Yeah, you just kind of roll a extension cord out there and plug it in, and then it just shoots lasers at your house.
They were around for the last couple of years, but they're not very prevalent. And as soon as Thanksgiving was over, I took a drive from the in-laws and I saw a couple of houses with those things pointed at them. I'm like, fuck, there's more than I've seen. And then I saw them in all the Black Friday flyers. Like, every Black Friday flyer had those for like 50, 60 bucks, 40 bucks.
Is Menards a regional reference? Menards is like a nationwide hardware store.
I feel
chain.
Like it's just Midwest.
No, they're not. They're based out of Minnesota, and they're only in the Midwest.
Oh. Well, you save big money at Menards. It's like a Home Depot, like a Lowe's, and then it's Menards. But it's kind of like the... kind of like the grandpa pigeons of hardware stores, you know. They got all kinds of shit. They got lots of snacks.
Do you think anybody remembers grandpa pigeons?
Yeah, they got like food and books and whatnot, and clothes.
And tons of lumber.
So,
and they also have a theme song that reminds you of "It's a Small World" from Disney World.
You save big money. You save big money only at Menards, and they'll play it about 30 times every time you go in there. They just play it over and over again. They're like, Yeah, you're saving a lot of money, guys. We're going to sing about it.
I kept calling it Maynard's for some fucking reason.
Maynard's?
Yeah, because it looked really
good. You don't know how to read.
But yeah, so yeah, I the last couple of years, I've had this bug where I'm like, I'm going to put Christmas lights up this year. Nobody in my neighborhood puts up Christmas lights. You drive around, ain't nobody putting up no damn Christmas lights.
Yeah.
But had a fucking can of green beans thrown at your front door. Of course nobody puts up Christmas lights.
Well, yeah, and that was a big thing about buying this laser thing, is I just know that somebody's going to steal it.
I was considering going to West County and stealing one from somebody. But if it's only $19.99 Menards, I guess I could buy my own.
You can handle $19.99.
I can handle $19.
And if it gets stolen, then really,
right? I'll be goddamned if I'm getting on my roof. That ain't happening.
Yeah, see, my roof is really high up.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I would get the cord up there. Would I drape the cord over the top of my roof? Some of these people that do these elaborate Christmas lights displays, I don't know how the hell they do it. How they It takes a lot of planning, and it's just more effort than look, I have a moderate amount of Christmas spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel that spending all that time on it would diminish that.
You know what you should do? Go up to your roof and tack them up onto the roof, and then you just project down the Christmas lights onto your lawn, and then it looks classy.
So I have a fancy – I decorate my lawn?
Yeah, you decorate your lawn and your house.
And then nobody can steal it.
Mm-mm. Can't steal it on your roof, can they?
You go backwards and you point those lasers at oncoming traffic.
Yeah, right in the middle of the road, just to remind people, hey, this is the road when it snows on it.
But see, now I have the laser thing pointing at my house, but like a good foot and a half on the left and the right have no lasers. So it really just kind of looks like Slimer barfed on my house.
You need to put up Frosties or something on to bookend those lights.
I need something on the sides, like some big long banners or something.
Yeah, or one of those big snow globes that blows up super huge.
I was about to say, or like an inflatable Santa Claus or something.
You know what I've been seeing of is car foxes. You see all the car foxes that are coming up? The big giant, like building-sized car fox balloons that are coming up all over the neighborhood?
Like as Christmas decorations?
I don't think they're Christmas decorations. I think they're advertising cars.
Oh.
Slap a Santa hat on it and anything's a Christmas decoration.
I know, right? Fact. But they keep putting up all these car foxes, Travis. You know, the car fox...
Check the Carfax.
It's such a stupid... It seems like kind of on the nose. It seems like it makes sense. But if you really think about it, like the brand recognition is with the Carfax, not the Carfax. So people probably are saying, show me the Carfax. And I guess you still know what they're talking about. But I mean, are you Googling Carfax and are you getting the right thing?
I bet it sounds right if you're from Boston.
Why don't you just make it the Carfax?
I bet they have both domains. I'd be willing.
You just say, show me the Carfax. And then, like, a little fox, like, you could still fax it to me. That's fine. But you just call it Car Fox, not
that's
Car Fax.
Probably why they're going up all over your neighborhood, is because people say, show me the Car Fox, and they're trying to placate the masses, and they say, fine, here's a fucking Car Fox. Take a look.
Oh, maybe they looted all the Car Fox balloons from when they had the riots.
Travis, as I said before, we do have a sponsor this week.
took you a minute.
The company Mattel is going for a more edgy image, and they've decided to advertise with us. So this is the first of many Mattel commercials you'll hear tonight.
Very excited.
Hey, Dr. Barbie.
There's the doctor and her cutest patient, isn't she sweet? Dr. Barbie's gonna listen to her little heartbeat.
Fuck me, 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 fuck me.
It's really beady.
Gonna give her a shot. Put a bandage on her scrape. Gonna check out her ears.
Put it in my butthole.
Doctor makes her feel great.
Baby loves her doctor. Dr. Barbie loves her too.
I'm gonna be a doctor just like you.
Dr. Barbie doll comes with a baby patient and a stethoscope that makes a heartbeat sound, all not for use in some fashions.
Yeah, Mattel is
that's a great ad.
Going for an edgier image, drunk.
I think they're gonna hit it.
You know what would have made that better, right?
What's that?
If you'd have transitioned to that into a Ask Dr. Napier. And it's time for Ask Dr. Napier.
Guys, Anchor Babcock posted a question on Facebook earlier today, and I thought that it was worthy of asking Dr. Napier to get his opinion on it. Hey, you know, Anchor's here, so we're going to give him some help. I got a couple days ago, I got done at work and went to my car to go home when I noticed someone had put a $1 bill and a woman's hair tie under one of my windshield wipers. I have asked around to see if this has happened to anyone else, but no one has ever had it happen to them. There was no damage or anything done to the car, so I'm really at a loss. My only thinking is that some woman took their picture next to my car because it's a Mini Cooper and felt the need to pay me for it. Okay. Is that a thing? Have you ever heard of that, Napier? Leaving a dollar on somebody's car?
Let's assume that that's true.
You think that Anchor's making it? Anchor doesn't make things up.
No. I mean, like,
he's
this,
an upstanding gentleman.
I'm sure that he found the dollar and the hair clip. I'm not disputing the dollar or the hair clip. Let's say he's right, and he thinks that somebody took a picture with his car and then had paid him a dollar. Now he owns a car that is such a novelty, people want to take photos next to it.
It's a car that people have, right?
Well, apparently not if it's so rare that you got to take your photo next to it when you see one.
It's not rare. You see them pretty regularly, right?
Nope.
I don't think
there's a bunch in my little town.
Well, keep in mind where we live, and you're probably not going to see too many Mini Coopers around here.
This sounds like the beginning of like a new urban legend, you know, like the old one where if people flash their headlights, you flash your headlights at a car that doesn't have its headlights on, they turn around and run you off the road or something.
You got to touch your roof when you go under a yellow light so that you add 10 minutes to your sex life.
Like, this seems like a new urban legend, the dollar and hair tie under the windshield wiper.
When you see a slug bug, you got to punch somebody.
Maybe they thought the car was homeless and they were trying to get it a gallon of gas to get home.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, buddy.
Maybe they thought he worked for a not-for-profit and that would go to a good cause.
A not-for-profit? They drive around in Mini Coopers?
Yep.
Like, which not-for-profits do that?
All of them.
Really?
Yep.
It's made up, what you said. It's made up.
Oh, no, they did that with the PT Cruisers. Remember that? They were getting rid of the PT Cruisers. You used to see them with, billboards plastered on the side of them.
I tell you about the VW bug that drives around my town that is done up like Pikachu.
No. Oh, that sounds awesome.
It is actually really cool. It's a yellow VW bug, and it's got like Pikachu's head sticking out of the top of it, and his tail and shit kind of drapes out the back. It's actually really cool. The paint job's amazing, and I don't know how it's roadworthy and how they don't get pulled over all the time, but it's a literal Pikachu driving around town. It's pretty great.
Is there any way that, like, a gal got up on top of the car and then, like, the hair tie on the dollar bill fell out of her pocket or something?
Maybe if it was attached in some way. I mean, I guess that'd be really hard to do. Like, why would you just keep a dollar and a hair tie together?
Because you're a drunk sorority girl?
It's like your emergency kit. Sometimes you got to give yourself a ponytail. Sometimes you need a dollar. I'm trying. Maybe it got attached to a bird.
Yeah. The bird just kind of like left the dollar there as it pooped.
There has to be a perfectly good explanation.
You know, Anchor's trying to post all these what he thinks is cool looking Mini Cooper pictures in the chat. There's nothing you can do to a Mini Cooper to make it cool.
It's not a dude car.
No. It's not.
Oh, look at this one.
Look at this one. Its top folds down.
This one's all souped up.
I'm not helping anybody move.
It looks like the adult version of a Hot Wheels car.
It kind of looks like a Barbie dream car. Right?
Kind of. Kind of, but why would you own one of those?
Barbie could fit Ken and two of her friends in that Barbie dream car.
It looks like a churched-up Fiat. I'm sorry, it does. It's not...
Travis, what were you saying before we got on here about you got broken?
Oh, everything's breaking. All my shit's breaking. I had, like, a week ago, my fucking brake lines on my truck rusted through, so I had to dish out money to have all the brake lines in my vehicle replaced. Then, like, a handful of days later, my fucking Samsung Galaxy 5 decided that every time you want to touch the side to turn the screen on, it just wanted to flash weird yellow fucking pixelated shit at you and not actually turn on. And then, now my DirecTV satellite box took a shit. It's overheating for no apparent
reason. Did you get the insurance?
I'm sure I'm on that weird plan on for the DirecTV box, and the insurance is built into the plan for the phone, I think.
Oh, not for us. They said that it would be $8 a month. And we said, fuck you.
We might have got the insurance right away. We haven't had these phones that long, so we might still have the insurance. Everybody's using that new stupid plan where you have to pay for the phone every month if you want to not be in a contract.
Anchor says that his Mini Cooper is small, fun, and brutally fast.
I'm sure that's the exact same thing everybody who owns a Mazda Miata says.
You know how fast he can go around roundabouts?
What else broke, Travis? Is that it?
Oh, my back's fucked up. That's broken.
You broke your back?
Passion for everything is broken.
Do you feel the holiday spirit though?
No, I don't feel the, and it's not because I'm Grinch this year and I'm not like super jazzed for it. It just, I'm numb to it. It doesn't even feel like Christmas is here already. It's fucking weird.
Yep. Buy yourself a comic book. You'll feel better.
Travis, do you think that maybe another message from our sponsor will make you feel better?
It probably will.
Teacher Barbie and her students love classroom fun. It's so much to learn. They're never done. There's ABCs and 1, 2, 3s. What's 1 plus 2?
10?
Teacher Barbie says,
don't fuck with me.
Teacher Barbie rings the bell for recess fun and gives a hug for a job well done.
Where are your pants, Dad?
Teacher Barbie doll comes with 2 student dolls. Sounds and Barbie voice come from chalkboard. Batteries not included.
Going for a edgy image, Travis.
They're just about there, I think.
I guarantee you, every time a teacher is told a kid that, you know, little math equation, and they go, is it 10? You know they just want to slap the fuck out of them.
It's like in that movie Secretary when she was making typos on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, look, I messed up this letter. I deserve a spanking.
Like, God damn it, Sally, straighten the fuck up.
Guys, we're going to go ahead. We're going to take a little break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. We appreciate you guys. You know, thanks.
I like your car, Anchor.
Yeah. Anchor, we're just making fun of it because we're jealous.
It's a goof.
Yeah, your car is really neat. Good job.
It's like when you make fun of the girl you like in, like, junior high.
Right.
I'm just not a fan. I like you, Anchor.
WFOG.
We're into riding, because we get to look this great.
What will this mean for our gender for years to come?
Western fun, Barbie, before you ride out there. Tip your hat, dress up your hair, swing that fringe, and brush sun on your hair.
Fuck you.
Wow.
Western fun, Barbie, and Sunrunner, what a gorgeous pair.
We're into Barbie.
Western fun, Barbie doll, and Sunrunner horse eat sold separately.
No one has ever come on my face.
Steve was a ladies' man who loved them and left them. A regular cocksmith. Until one day, he crossed the wrong woman. He used her witchcraft to curse him. If Steve was going to think with his dick, he'd have to talk to her too. The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks proudly presents Me and My Talking Dick, taped in front of a live studio audience.
Well, we can scratch Lost in Translation off the list. What a pile of crap that was.
You really don't like anything.
I liked the big ass in the first shot, but it was all downhill from there.
Your opinions of the movies I watch and the music I listen to and everything I do in my life is unnecessary. I'm sick of talking to you.
Don't you think it's funny? That pile of crap won an Oscar for best screenplay. What'd she write down? Film Bill Murray roaming around being taller than everybody?
Can't we just be quiet? Can't we just appreciate each other's company?
I should be allowed to state an opinion. I feel I earned a right to...
I kind of feel I've learned to live a celibate life.
Hey.
I don't need a dick
where
anymore.
Where you going, man?
What I need is some peace and fucking quiet.
The fuck you talking about?
Peace and quiet. I know the answer. It's right here on this cutlery set.
Calm down, man. It's not that big a deal, man. You want some quiet time? Fine. No problem.
I'm going to take care of this problem once and for all.
Just please don't cut me. Please. Seriously. Lost in Translation had some good parts. Those two had some chemistry. I don't think that warrants a screenplay nomination.
Hey!
But who the fuck am I?
Hey! I'm just fucking with you. That movie blows.
Tune in next time as Steven and his penis go to his grandma's house.
Super Talk Barbie!
She'll talk you into the most fun ever.
Yes, I am trash, and I'm embracing it.
Yeah!
Bring on the donkeys.
Super Talk Barbie has so many fun ideas.
Cool.
Super Talk Barbie doll says 100,000 things. Friend dolls and car not included.
Hi, I'm Bria, the artist behind the popular webcomic Life of Bria. And now host of my new show, Live with Bria, here on Strange Label Radio. Tune in every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern to hear me have live discussions with artists, writers, filmmakers, and activists about every topic under the sun. Every episode is sure to make you both laugh and think. And will also be full of references to obscure kung fu movies nobody will get but me. Also, I like dinosaurs. So we'll be talking about those, like, all the time. It's my show. I can talk about whatever I want. So, yeah. Check out Live with Bria. Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern. Only on Strange Label Radio.
I'm not saying that I'm something special. But you might know my name to some degree. Sometimes I can't believe that I'm still standing, and it feels pretty good to be me. I get to live out here in California. I got a palm tree and a swimming pool. Have some fun and try to play my music. Was all I really said I did do.
I'm more on board with the minicooper than I was with those fucking Honda Elements and shit that were like boxes on bicycle tires. The Scions.
Look them in the eyes and say,
Madonna, beautiful screen video.
I'm just lucky that way. Just lucky.
That was like before.
Do you know who, God, I can't remember. Was her name Kia or was it Tiana? She had a workout show in the morning and she looked like kind of half Asian.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you could really see like camel toe. All good.
Yeah, yep. It was on like early in the morning, so when I'd skip school, it'd always be on.
Yeah.
Did
you skip school a lot?
I didn't go to...
Enough
I think
that you
I
had like a jerk pattern?
I went to one day of my senior year and said, nah, I don't want to do this.
Guys, welcome back. Phone number to contact show 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. You know, the big news this week that I saw, my Twitter feed was blowing up.
Baywatch.
Blowing up was that they are making a live-action Barbie movie starring Amy Schumer as Barbie.
That seems like a parody thing. Like somebody made a joke, and
it like went too far.
Yeah, Mattel said, "Yeah, sure, let's just do it."
So at the very worst, I would say it's pandering, because you know the plot of it is something along the lines of, you know, she lives in a world of really skinny gals. And she realizes that she's not a really skinny gal. So then she goes to the real world where she's banished. And she realizes that being a fucking fat ass is pretty good.
Beyond the pandering aspect of this, this goes far beyond that. Because Amy Schumer, while being very hot right now, is dirty as hell.
Like that's the point I was going to make.
It'd be like casting Sam Kinison in the 80s as Teddy Ruxpin.
God, I would have watched that movie.
I mean, she's a foul-mouthed shock comic more than being an overweight female.
Right, how many times?
Right, she's peddling Bud. She's in Bud Light commercials and shit all the time.
She's doing Old Navy commercials. I see her Old Navy commercials all the time, and they just, they're gross.
A little bit.
And I mean, like, at the same time, I mean, she's striking while the iron's hot, Travis, and I understand that. I understand.
Well, I would take advantage of every bit of it.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody came to you and said, hey, we're making a live-action Barbie movie and we want you to play Barbie, I mean, I don't blame her for saying, fuck yeah. That's
probably going to be a franchise.
Yeah, that's a huge, huge franchise for me. That sounds great. But
why?
Well, it's like,
exactly why? I mean, Barbie is a time-honored role model, and
every other bit she has is about her vagina.
Are they going to cast Seth Rogen as He-Man?
God, yes.
You know what I mean? He-Man's
going to go to the real world where everybody isn't like, you know, super sculpted, muscle men. And realize that, you know, being overweight is okay.
I can just smoke a bunch of weed and eat a bunch of fried chicken all the time, and it's not a big deal. Skeletor, he'll be fine.
Don't you feel like this whole thing... I mean, we do this thing with Barbie every couple of years, it seems like, where everybody said, oh my God, Barbie is unrealistically thin, and what am I going to tell my kids about... what Barbie's body looks like, and what if they develop eating disorders, and like this thing with Black Santa at the Mall of America, like, what am I going to tell my kids about Santa being black? I mean, he's grown up seeing white Santas. What am I going to do? And it's like, it seems like everyone wants to avoid talking to their kids.
Here's what you do. If it's about Barbie, you tell them, look, sweetie, that's a fucking doll. You don't think about it that fucking much. You put its little clothes on it, you put it in its little fucking car, and then it goes around your room, and then you put it away until I step on it.
Listen, I don't have to explain to my son why he can't be a Lego.
Daddy, how come I don't have a square yellow head?
You know what you never hear? Body image for boys whenever they played with their He-Mans. You never heard, am I supposed to look like that? All the boys would say, no, friend, you fucking moron, that's a doll.
He-Man was my life when I was a child, and I grew up to be a schlubby middle-aged balding guy. I'm not fucking jacked because I loved He-Man.
did you feel body shamed because He-Man had... unrealistic expectations that only really The Rock has ever
achieved. Was like, look at this badass fucking character who's got this awesome sword and fucking hits Skeletor over the head with it all the time. How great is this?
I mean, Barbie is a product that is served up to kids that they assume likes things like that. I mean, Barbie isn't really like a symbol for, you know, women that need to be thin. She's plastic that gals buy because they like to put clothes on things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They like to put clothes on things and put them in little plastic cars. And they like to sell plastic cars.
Right. It's pretend. It's called imagination, which as you grow up, like, it starts to disappear. And now it seems like we're in a world that just lacks imagination so completely that we have to be pissed off about everything all the time and change it all to make sure that the kids know what's really expected out of them.
But I mean, like, I feel like we are in like this weird place where, you know, to avoid hurting a fat kid's feelings, like, they're not going to tell the kid, hey man, like, you're unhealthy and what you're doing isn't the right thing, because we're so goddamn afraid that we're going to get labeled a fat shamer if you tell a big fucking fat kid, hey man, like, you know how you ate like that whole box of Hostess cupcakes? That's too many Hostess cupcakes.
Yeah, maybe instead...
I know you like Hostess cupcakes, Napier, but you need to eat less Hostess cupcakes.
I actually don't eat any sweets.
Hostess cupcakes are one of my favorite treats.
How do you not eat any sweets?
I don't like sweets.
Do you just like eat a whole bunch of meat? How do you get to where you are?
Potato chips.
I mean,
fried
I eat
rice.
A lot of sweets. I like sweet stuff. I like sweet stuff. I like meat. I like cheeses. I like everything.
Mike, how many times have you offered me a cookie or something that the...
I don't think I've ever offered you a cookie.
No, you've had cookies. So you're like, Napier, do you want one of these cookies or one of these cakes? Or
did you turn down the cookie?
Every single time.
I have a box of cordial cherries right in front of me that I bought for myself when I was buying stocking stuffers. These are just for me.
Aren't those normally given as gifts and such?
Not these. These are just for me.
They're to go in my rums.
That's right. Yeah, right.
Dan in the chat says boys are supposed to be John Wayne and hold in their emotions. Is it? We're getting away from that, though. Is we're encouraging boys to be women.
you know what the hockey coach said to me when he pulled me after a game? And I said, you know, I thought I was having a good game. I don't know why you pulled me. And he looked at me and just says, look, you're just not any good. And you know what? He's right. I wasn't. And you know what? Couldn't say that now. You couldn't say that to a kid.
No, he said, we're just going to give the other guy a little chance, sport.
Yeah, halfway, you know, through the game when it's...
You're all beautiful snowflakes.
Mm-hmm. But that beautiful snowflake knows how to catch. You fuck.
That guy can throw a ball.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the other inclusive story I saw this week, Travis, is the Fate of the Furious trailer came out. Did you see that?
I did. It was it only came out like a week after The Rock's Baywatch trailer.
Pretty excited about that because, Travis, Dom is a bad guy now.
Again?
What do you mean again?
Dom was a bad guy.
He betrayed his family. And Jason Statham is a good guy now.
Yay.
Like in the last movie, Jason Statham was the bad guy, but now he's a good guy. And
what? How did that happen?
Vin Diesel is a bad guy. So like in the Fast and the Furious universe, like everybody gets a turn as a bad guy, which I think is pretty awesome.
Dom was always a bad guy, though. Like he started out being a bad guy.
Yeah, but he betrayed his family. You know, like the good guys that are kind of bad guys.
Yeah.
Like now he's like a bad guy.
Oh, because if they're a bad guy who's actually a good guy, that means that, you know, he might be a bad guy, but he really loves his family.
He loves his family, and the good guys, they're bad guys. Like the guys that you root for are actually bad guys. Like they rob banks and they kill people and they drive way over the speed limit.
It's unfortunate because I can already see at the end of the second act you are going to find out that Dom was playing everybody all along.
You know, it sounds kind of hacky.
I apologize. Dan in the chat says that he hasn't seen Fast and the Furious 1 through 7 and that we shouldn't spoil him.
Oh, fucking spoiler alert, guys. If you haven't seen the Furious movies.
The first, like, four, Michelle Rodriguez was Vin Diesel's girlfriend.
Did she play the Michelle Rodriguez role?
Not in Tokyo Drift.
And then, like, in 5, she died. Because I don't think she wanted to be in him anymore. But then times got rough, and then she wanted to be in 6. So they brought her back, but as a bad guy. And, like, it was because she had amnesia. And, you know, despite the billions upon billions of people in the world, they ran into each other again. And like she's like really good at stealing cars, and there's not that many people that are good at that. And so like they got hired to track her down, and she was a bad guy, and like he had to remind her, hey, like we dug each other like before your brain got all
wrong. Oh, do you remember that one time he saved her by crashing a super fast car into the guardrail, and then he flew over the gap between the two roads and he caught her in midair and crashed into Paul Walker's car?
Yeah.
That
was
awesome.
I remember that. Yeah.
So have you seen all the Fast and the Furious?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen them all. Multiple times.
I didn't see the Tokyo Drift.
Oh, yeah. I never saw Tokyo Drift.
And then I didn't see part 4. And then
which one was 4? What happened in 4?
That was the Fast and the Furious that was called.
Oh, yeah. I saw that one.
I went back to I started back up at Fast 5.
Not to be a party pooper, but when people talk about Fast and Furious plot lines, you might as well be trying to explain to me the plot points of Drumline.
Napier!
Kurt Russell was with the government.
Yeah, he, okay, Kurt Russell. Kurt Russell.
Even though he should have been busting Paul Walker and Vin Diesel and crew, he said, nope, really like what you guys do because you're such fast and furious guys.
They are both fast and furious, Travis.
I got a whole bucket of Coronas here for you. Let me run down this job. We got to get this computer hacker back from these bad guys.
So it's Jason Statham, and now he's a good guy. He's working with Kurt Russell, Travis.
We're going to drop your cars out of a big airplane because the only way to get to this place is if we drop your car out of an airplane. And but don't worry, we're going to put parachutes on the cars, so you'll be fine, but get the hacker and bring him back, and then you kind of work for the government, but unofficially.
Okay, Napier, so in the last one, they drove all of their cars off an airplane and skydived in cars, right, with parachutes, to land on this island that they were – there was like this other thing that was driving around, a thing that they had to get, you know, the thing.
It was a hacker they had to get.
They had to get the hacker off this car that was just driving around randomly on this island, and they parachuted in. And then
– But remember when that one guy didn't want to go out of the plane? So then the other Ludacris said, sorry, buddy, and then he disengaged his brakes, and then the car fell out of the plane anyway.
Wouldn't it have been really sad if, like, that guy died and Ludacris technically murdered him?
Would have been amazing, actually, if the fucking parachute didn't work.
But here's the weird thing, Napier.
Summoned to Earth.
Once they get into their heist on this island, like, Jason Statham is there to attack them. Mm-hmm. And, like, I guess he parachuted in his car, too, because he had, like, this weird special car that like, you know, was made for Demolition Derbying.
This also sounds like the plot line for You Got Served.
Oh. Did you see the trailer for the new Transformers movie?
No, I heard it's horrible.
Oh my God, Optimus Prime is a bad guy now.
Why? He's never been a bad guy.
He is now.
What happened?
He comes back from space, and I guess his brains are scrambled. Because now he's a bad guy, and so the humans and the other Transformers have to unite to Autobot. Fight Optimus Prime, who is the head of the Autobots.
Well, at least they didn't kill him again. Didn't he die in like two of the four Transformers movies?
Yeah, but he was dead up in space, but then he came back from life.
Oh, okay, life. That makes sense. I didn't see the last two.
You know. Napier, you sent us a clip of a fella who showed up at a mall and was yelling at children, telling them that Santa's not real.
Well, keep in mind, he had a valid excuse. You see, he's a preacher.
Yeah, but one of those weird, crazy ones, right?
You know, from the area that they described where this is from, probably not too out of touch with the rest of them.
Drunk. Did you see this clip?
I have not.
Apparently now pastors are bad guys.
Now?
Hi, it's Pastor Dave Grisham here for Last Frontier Evangelism. And today we're at the mall in Amarillo, Texas. And we're going to tell the children here today the
truth. Can you hear it, Travis?
That there is no Santa Claus.
I've seen the video.
And that it's Christmas is about Jesus Christ. Jesus died on the cross to pay for their sins. And Jesus was born in a manger 2016 years ago. So here we go. We're going to tell them the truth. Folks, my name is Pastor David. Kids, I wanted to tell you today that there is no such thing as Santa Claus. Santa Claus does not exist. The Christmas season is about Jesus. Jesus was born 2016 years ago. He was born in a manger in a
true,
small
Daddy?
Town called Bethlehem. And that's the truth about Christmas.
I would have punched that motherfucker.
The man you're
going to
see today is just a man in a suit.
And I'm serious. I would have
like
taken
Santa,
the assault charge.
Santa
I would have punched
exist.
That fucker square in his
Santa's
nose.
Santa's not real.
And then I would have watched
and
him
parents,
cry
to
his Jesus. To why, Jesus, did this guy punch me in my nose?
And tell
why?
Him that Santa Claus is real when in fact he's not. When you
Now, Travis, do you remember when you learned there wasn't really a Santa? Do you remember it?
No.
Do any of you remember when you found out?
Yes.
Because I called my mom and I asked her. I said, hey, mom, do you remember when I found out there wasn't a Santa? And she said, no, I don't remember. I see my grandpa used to come over on Christmas Eve and knock on the door. And he had like a full Santa outfit. And he would come in the door and he'd just be like, hey, you guys need to like go to bed early so that, you know, I can come and deliver presents. So, you know, I just wanted to come say hey and give you guys like one present early and make sure you go to bed. And like, fuck, I was like, fuck, dude, Santa comes and hangs out with us like specifically. You know, I thought I was really special. I think that explains a lot about, you know, now. I mean, I do this stupid podcast. I think really my grandpa's fault. You can blame him. But those telephone poles that had the blinking red lights, I thought that was Rudolph. Mm-hmm. I was a dumbass kid. But I don't remember the moment that I realized that Santa wasn't real.
I remember, like, I don't remember the moment that I completely discovered it, but I do remember having my doubts for a long time, I think, before it just kind of went away, before my parents stopped pretending in front of me.
Oh, wait, I think this might be bullshit.
Yeah, like, wait, this doesn't seem right. I mean, it was, you know, you'd sit up and you'd watch, like, the newscast about talking where he was and shit, and it's like, wait, this doesn't really make any sense exactly why this, you know, but I don't recall the exact moment where I was just like, hey, listen, this is bullshit, right?
Matt, I called Matt Chuck the other day. He's in the process of moving, and I asked him if he let Santa know where to go now. You know, because, like, they're moving right before Christmas. What if Santa goes to the wrong house? And when I asked that, he said, I guess I need to take you off speakerphone. Which, now that I'm thinking about it, what the fuck did he have me on speakerphone for?
Did we ever have you on speakerphone?
Yeah, I'm going to start off every conversation with some inflammatory shit just to make sure that, you know, I'm not being broadcast to the whole family. You know, I got some deep personal shit to talk about.
Apparently.
Like, you know, like my poops and stuff. You remember the exact moment, Napier? You remember when you realized Santa wasn't real?
I was rather little. I remember going into the closet for something, and I saw all the presents that said from Santa, and this was like a week and a half early. I was like, wait a minute. Something's fucky.
Well, it makes sense that Santa would, you know, get a head start on things. I mean, that's a lot of presents to deliver in one night.
Nope, didn't have no chimney.
In the chat room, Carper said, wait, Santa isn't real. I guess, spoiler alert, guys.
Spoilers. Spoiler alert.
You substitute the lie of Santa Claus in the heart of your child for the truth of Jesus Christ, you are bearing false witness against God. Don't lie to your children and tell them there's such a thing as Santa when you know in reality that there are no flying reindeer. There is no workshop at the North Pole.
Kids, this is all bullshit. Look at that Santa at the Mall of America. He's a colored guy.
Sweetie, this is all garbage.
It's a walking ironic statement.
Remember when that guy parted the sea with just a thought? That is absolutely true.
But it's kind of a betrayal, you think. I mean, like, the first thing you do is lie to your kids that Santa is real. And why do we do that? Why do we even do it?
I've thought that, actually, especially because, as you know, I do not believe in any kind of Jesus or deities. My kids go to a Lutheran school, and I don't lie about my feelings about Jesus and God. I don't sugarcoat. I don't preach to them, just like, but I think about that as, like, I'm okay with talking about one thing, but I'm not okay about talking about the other thing. But I think it's more just to have, so they have the fun experience. You know what I mean? Like, do you remember the joy that you were filled with
when Santa came?
Of course.
Is it less cool that, like, your parents love you and bought you a neat thing?
Yeah, I think it is. And I think that just because you expect your parents to do that shit for you, and if you said, this is what the season is, I don't think the kids would at least they wouldn't find it as magical, you know? I think they would still appreciate it, depending on if your kids were pieces of shit or not. But I just don't think that it would be as magical.
And it's normal. I mean, in this country, you're supposed to believe in Santa up to a certain age.
What's the age? I think I was 7 and still believed in Santa.
Like, 7's fine.
Like, I think 7's the year that I thought the telephone pole was Rudolph.
Okay, in between the ages of 6, 7, and 8, anywhere between there you can find out Santa's not real. Perfectly okay. Probably better, you know, towards the 6. But
no, my daughter's going on 8.
She still doesn't know?
No.
When are you going to tell her?
I'm not going to. I'm going to let... You're
going to let some dickhead at school ruin it for her?
Well, no, you can't.
Shouldn't you be the one to tell her?
No, because you think about it, if some dickhead says something, she can be like, fuck you, you're lying. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
my dad didn't tell me, but then when she finds out that you're the liar and the kid at school was telling the truth, like, you know, she's going to go to that boy. She's going to say, you're the only truth I know.
Or it'll be like one of the more popular girls that'll do it.
I think it'll be more like way to ruin my fantasy. You know, just like when you knew you couldn't, you would never be able to sleep with that pop star you really liked when you were younger. And then somebody told you there's no possible chance that'll ever happen. That person was a dick, not your friend.
Hey, look, how else are they supposed to find out about Jesus if you don't tell them about Santa Claus first? That's how that works, right?
Amen.
See, when they turn 7 or 8, you tell them about Santa Claus. When they turn about 14, you tell them about Jesus.
But I mean, the thing about Jesus, the people that like fill their kids' heads up with Jesus nonsense and take their kids to church and all of that, like they're doing that for like what they think is the right reasons. Like they actually believe it. You know what I mean? I mean, like, if I'm a believer in the teachings of Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. I'll take my children to teach them about Jesus Christ, and I feel like I'm doing the right thing. I'm teaching them at an early age that Jesus Christ is our Savior. He was born in a manger and all that. But I mean, like, everyone knows Santa is bullshit.
Well,
and they're telling their kids Santa's bringing you presents, knowing that it's a lie. They're telling their kids that elves are on shelves and that they move every night.
You talk to the guy that made that I Am Santa documentary or whatever. It's not about the actual literal meaning of it. It's a figurative feeling. It's like, what does Santa Claus mean to people, and how does he transform the holiday from being just like this gift-giving thing to a magical time that is full of wonder and awe? Like, if it was just another gift-giving thing, it would be like a second birthday. Like, who gives a shit, you know? It makes it more magical to have this figure that is bringing you gifts.
Napier, couldn't you be a mall Santa? Do you have to be a certain age to be a mall Santa?
At least a certain weight.
You could probably pull it off, right?
I don't know. I'm less like Santa pudgy and more like Walmart rascal scooter pudgy.
Do they?
Ho, ho, ho. We got to have a ho, ho, ho. Let's see what you can do.
Yeah, give us a real hearty ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
That's pretty good.
Bad.
That's not bad.
What do you got?
Do they get paid good?
No.
The mall Santas?
Not
they
all.
Just do it for the joy.
Mm.
The joy of the season.
Some of them probably enjoy having little children sit on their laps.
Some of them like, you know, going up to Maker's Mark from, you know, the grocery store brand of whiskey.
Drunk. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Nah, it's garbage.
Yeah. Yeah. It just kind of sounded like sad.
Yeah, like you're depressed. It's Christmas again.
Come on, you little shitbags. Get on Santa's laps. You can take a photo.
I got a 6-foot gravity bong back at the fucking toy shop.
Yeah, I mean, like Napier's ho, ho, ho sounded like, you know, early 70s Rolling Stones, and Drunk sounded like that new piece of shit they just put out. They recorded in 2 days. They just went into a studio and just like, hey, let's just make an album, guys. We haven't done that in a while. And it's dog shit. Guys, don't listen to the new Rolling Stones album. It's terrible. It's dumb.
Why is it that bad?
It's hokey bullshit.
Wasn't their last couple kind of shit?
Yeah, but this one, like, they went out and said ahead of time, guys, we did this in 2 days. Like, we put no effort into this whatsoever. So,
that must mean this show is very popular then too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If it's really good, then you'll just think that we're geniuses, that we made it really fast. And if it's bad, you'll know why. And it's bad. Drunk, did you see that Taylor Swift is being sued by a singer-songwriter in Utah?
Oh, yeah? For what?
He wrote her songs, and she didn't listen to them. he wrote her songs that he thought would be good for her, and she ignored them. And so he's suing her in small claims court. For
not listening to them?
Yeah.
For any
Nobody
reason,
listens
or?
To unsolicited material.
No.
Who even took on this case?
I don't know, but like apparently she had to hire a lawyer.
Well, I'm sure she has one already.
In Utah, though. A Utah lawyer.
She's probably got one in every state.
And he had to like show up in court to address this guy. Do you think she listened to them like now?
No.
Now that she's being sued?
No, they probably recovered them from some burn bin and then just burnt them again.
Can we sue all the people who don't listen to us?
That's a lot of people.
We're going to be very rich men, guys.
Let's see who's too lazy to show up to court.
You think just like somebody will settle out of court?
If this guy wins or settles out of court, it just set an amazing precedent for us.
Travis, you could write a Christmas song for Adele. Write a Christmas song for Adele.
Oh, shit. It's got to be about a breakup.
A breakup on Christmas.
It's going to have to be like she really loved him, but he fucked her over. But now he needs to know that she doesn't give a shit because she's found someone else.
Travis, I'm going to throw out some Christmas-type words that maybe we'll catch for you. I got tree, elves, mistletoe, Scrooge, Frosty, reindeer, chimney, gifts, snow, Noel, Grinch, caring, candy canes, bows, joy. You got anything yet?
Cheer.
A fireplace. Cheer. That's a good one. I don't have that one. Peace. Toys. Under the tree. Bells. Eggnog. Jack Frost.
You got to say Feliz Navidad at least once so we Santa? Don't forget the Mexicans.
Speaking of Feliz Navidad.
Family?
Nachos Navidad today from Taco John's.
Nachos Navidad.
Da, 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 da.
Navidad.
It actually brings up a good point. I was thinking about today. It made me feel very uncomfortable because I had no intention of nachos when I woke up today, and I was curious on what I was going to eat for lunch because I did not bring anything. I usually do. So I just jumped on. I'm gonna look at Taco John's website real quick, and I saw Nachos Navidad, and I was like, yep, there it is. So I drove to Taco John's.
Did it make you feel festive?
Yeah, it did. But I went there with every intention of buying Nachos Navidad. And before I could say anything to the gal, she said, hey, may I interest you in Nachos Navidad? And it stopped me for a second because usually when those fast food speaker voices try to offer me shit, I'm like, no, I'll tell you what I want. But she already did. She said, can I interest you in Nachos Navidad? And I said, yeah, as a matter of fact, yeah, that's what I want.
Do you feel like being a contrarian when they offer you something? Like, even if it's a good deal, you'd be like, fuck you, I'll tell you what I want.
Yeah, I want this bacon thing, not what you just said. But she took, when I said yes, I would have the Nachos Navidad, she didn't say anything. Like, I think she was just as shocked as I was that I agreed with what she was trying to peddle off on me. And she didn't say anything, so I just kept going. And I said, yeah, I'll take a side cup of jalapenos and a side cup of that green super hot sauce that you have. And she's like, oh, okay. And then she like totaled it up and read it back to me. But usually I just feel like I'm going to be the contrarian, like you say. But when that actually does strike at the same time, I think we both feel uncomfortable, like the attendant and myself. It just doesn't feel right.
I like when you go through the drive-through and they ask you how you're doing and you say, I'm fine, how are you doing? And they don't really know how to respond to that. Like, I find a lot of times when you ask them how they're doing, they don't like say, oh, I'm doing okay. Like, it just goes silent.
They should just say, well, I'm working at McDonald's. You take it from there, friend.
I wonder how long you could carry on like a conversation not related to your order over a drive-thru thing.
Until it becomes
like if they
way
ask you how you're doing, you start telling them all the bad shit that's going on and see
it
what
really
they
say. It really does depend on what time of night it is.
Yeah, be like, oh man, let me tell you.
I've had some
it's
crazy
been a
people
rough day at
in
work.
The drive-thru at Taco Bell before.
I would love like for that to happen drunk during lunch rush where they say just out of customary greeting, hey, how you doing? And somebody with like 10 cars behind them starts going off on a tangent about how shitty the last few days have been.
So how were the nachos Navidad?
Oh, they're fucking great, man. They're really good. I think I spiced them up too much because I had a bunch of fire packets from Taco Bell in my office drawer in my desk.
So you mix your Taco Bell and your Taco John's?
I would rather put fire sauce from Taco Bell on any Mexican food that I have because it's like the best hot sauce.
Is the presentation like this picture in the chat, Travis? They make it into like a little wreath with green chips? And
It's red and green chips. Is all that it is. It's nachos Navi. So it's their normal nachos, but with red and green chips.
Oh, so it's not in like a wreath with all of the stuff in the middle to dip it in?
No, it's in an amazing giant platter with a bunch of shit thrown on top. It's great.
There was one time a person at McDonald's offered me something, and I immediately got really, really happy. And thinking about it later on in life, maybe he was mocking me.
Likely. It was likely that he was mocking you.
I go there for the McRib, and I'm really excited to get the McRib, and I guess I sounded a little too enthusiastic about getting this thing. And he goes, would you like bacon on your McRib? And I immediately got yes! really fucking happy. But thinking about it, maybe that was a fuck you for ordering this McRib so happily. Like, oh, you want that McRib, fatty? How about I load it up with some more hog grease?
Yeah, I don't think that's something that they usually offer.
No, I've never heard that offered.
They just wanted to add more shit to it. I didn't even know McDonald's had bacon.
Oh, they got bacon.
They don't have bacon cheeseburgers.
What do you mean you didn't know McDonald's had bacon?
What do they have that has bacon on it?
Bacon, egg, and cheese McMuffins.
Oh,
bacon,
right.
Egg, and cheese McGriddles. Yeah,
that chicken ranch
yeah,
sandwich.
Yeah, but this
too.
Was certainly before they started serving breakfast all day.
But no. They've always still had bacon.
They just have bacon laying around.
Yeah, you got to ask for it.
Club, that chicken ranch
they
thing.
Don't have that anymore.
Yeah, you still.
They still do. Yeah, you can still get it. I can.
So, yeah, this dude says, do you want bacon on your fucking McRib? And I get so fucking happy. Yes, I want that on my McRib. And I take it home, and there's this thing. It's got the onions and the pickles and the barbecue sauce. And on top of all that is this barbecue sauce-laden bacon. And I just eat into this thing like I'm a death row prisoner. And it's gone in seconds. And I'm so sad that I no longer have my bacon McRib.
I've never had a McRib.
Do you remember, Napier, do you remember when they changed the McRib, five, 6 years ago? It used to be just like this sloppily thrown together mess, and now it's like on a really nice bun, and they put a couple of pickles on it for you.
Mm-hmm. Drunk just said
to me that you can change something like that so hard and still call it the same thing.
Drunk just said, I've never had a McRib from McDonald's.
Well, you can get them. They're called, Drunk, what do they call them other places? Like barbecue rib sandwiches.
Yeah, something like that.
My kids have that. That's one of their lunch menu choices. They have it like once or twice a month where it's rib on a bun.
That's where I had mine was at school.
Yep.
Mine never had those. They had fiestadas.
Oh, man. Love a fiestada. A fiestada is an octagon-shaped Mexican pizza with like a taco sauce and like cheddar cheese and like taco meat.
Do you
guys have Schwan's? The delivery trucks that sell ice cream and shit off there?
Yeah.
Schwan's has a version of that, whatever you called it, that when I was a teenage smoker, and you know what I mean, that was one of my favorite things to crank up at about 11:30 at night.
How do you get a Schwan's?
You call them up and you say, hey, I need a delivery, right, and they just come over.
Yeah, they give you an order form, and you order it, and then the next week they bring it to you on like a Tuesday at 7:30 at night, and they bring your whole delivery.
Huh.
Yeah, what it is, you get a thin pizza crust, instead of pizza sauce, you use enchilada sauce, or you use just.
Well, I see. This is more than we need. I just need a Schwan's.
Yeah, or I can just make you one like I did last time.
Oh, when you made
you need a Schwan's. You need to have them just accessible in your freezer.
Yeah,
that's the best time for them.
I need a Schwan's is what I need.
Oh, we got a whole bunch of them.
The regular vanilla ice cream, too, is the best vanilla ice cream you'll ever have.
I don't know. I've had Edie's.
Fuck that Edie, bitch.
Travis.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want the people to know?
Yeah, I was at. I went to the Green Bay football Packer game yesterday, and I feel proud to say that I was at a game where it was like a record for drunken wastedness, where there were 7 arrests and 29 ejections from the field because people were so fucked up they couldn't control themselves.
That makes me smile.
I was there like an hour and a half early, and we parked in this lot not too far away. It cost $40 to park. But they had a couple of porta potties in the lot, and I was stone sober. My wife and I had just gotten there, and we sat in the vehicle and drank a couple of drinks, and then we figured we should use these porta johns. And I have a really strong gag reflex, or I guess you could say a really weak gag reflex. I walked into this porta john after we stood in line for about 10 minutes, and it was one of those porta johns that had the urinal in the side. And it, like I said, hour and a half plus before game time, and this porta john was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. Somebody had taken the liberty of stuffing the urinal in the side with something to plug it up, and all of the people that came after that person decided that it was still a great idea to use that urinal. So it was like a sink next to you, like within 6 inches, just filled with debris and the most yellow piss that you've ever seen. And the toilet was open, and there was beer cans and like half a burrito sitting in where somebody would sit down to take a shit. And I, the whole time, just was trying not to throw up. I had to put my t-shirt over my face. And the whole point of this is if you people go to professional football games where it costs like $100 per ticket, maybe don't be a savage animal. Maybe treat things with a little respect.
I think that a porta-john is just considered one of those disposable things that you can abuse.
Like no man's land? Like it's all... It's
yeah,
like,
there are no rules in the porta-potty.
Yeah, usually like the free-for-all zone, free zone.
Drunk, what do you have to tell the people? What do they need to know about? Well, I mean, there's still time.
Yeah, you're going to see the people again before that.
There's still time. Follow la la la.
Drunk, do you have a pick of the week?
Yeah, Drunk's pick of the week would be the Taco House in Malaysia.
It was Taiwan.
Excellent food, beautiful people.
Napier, what do you got, buddy?
I actually have a pick of the week.
A Napier's pick of the week?
Yeah, it's called Midnight Diner Tokyo Stories on Netflix.
Is it a movie?
It's a TV show from Japan, and it's overacted all to shit. Like, nobody talks like that. It's like watching one of those 1920s movies where you know the people don't actually talk like that in real life. They talk like that while a camera's in front of them, and it's so fucking over the top. It's great. You gotta watch it. It's weird. It's really fucking Japanese as fuck, and it's fun.
Guys, we'll do it again next week. I appreciate all of you. I wish you much happiness and joy. And Santa is real, like in our hearts. Right?
You got it. You got it.
I mean, it's just as real as anything else, probably.
Even though I hear in the sequel,
mm-hmm.
Santa's going to be a bad guy.
That's my mama. Yeah.
want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
It's Napier. Join us live Monday nights at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You can listen to back episodes at wfodix.com. Call in, leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. That's H-A-N-D. Interact with us on Twitter at WFODshow or facebook.com/WFODix. Email your comments to WFODshow@gmail.com. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls Anya, and Joni B. Come back next week. We'll do this again, probably.
Hey guys, Mike here. If you go to WFODix.com and look under the Extras tab, you'll find a link to our Patreon. That gives you the opportunity to donate your hard-earned dollars to support the amateur cocksuckers who do that podcast you're considering removing from your iTunes library. Look, it's there if you want it. If not, just click on something else, like our outdated bio or the collection of songs Napier butchered. We're just happy you exist. The world is a cold, cold place without those sweet, sweet likes.